Welcome back, revolutionaries. You got Mark Becker on the Rational Revolution, and we are recombobulating here with Mr. Dan Schaefer, political editor-in-chief extraordinaire, author, all of those things. With the recombobulation,
all of those things,
my goodness. Yeah, so we were talking about, on the other side, the Trump factor. And my goodness, that's been a thing since 2016. And it's I don't know how we break from that.
Yeah, I think the, you know, he was able to really drive a lot of turnout. And much to my millennial liberal chagrin, now has the the record for most votes in a single presidential election in this election. And I want to break it down this way. This is kind of the way that I've been thinking about it in the wake of this election, is that I think there are kind of two kinds of Republicans. There are the country club Republicans that I think make up a lot of the, you know, the traditional Republicans of the party, the George W. Bush, the Mitt Romney, the Paul Ryan factor of the party. Yep. And then I think you have the Trump Republicans, which I'm going to characterize as the pro wrestling Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you were at the RNC like I was, you know, you had Hulk Hogan
that
there, you
wild.
Had the guy from the UFC, you had a Kid Rock concert, basically. You had all sorts of this stuff going on. But I think the pro wrestling Republicans have been, Trump has tapped into something with this group. And I think it is driving turnout in a way that is really scrambling the preconceived notions of how turnout necessarily works. So I think, you know, they really targeted what us political science dorks will refer to as the low propensity voters, people who don't necessarily vote in every election, might not have voted in the midterms when the gubernatorial race was on the ballot, might not vote in their local elections, but did vote when Trump was on the ballot and do vote when Trump was on the ballot. And I think for so long, there has been this thought among progressives and among people on the left, you know, saying that if only we delivered, you know, this kind of Bernie Sanders style left-wing politics, then that would tap into this unseen reservoir of people who don't necessarily vote in every election. Where I think the reality is that we're seeing with Donald Trump is that that hidden reservoir is not Bernie Sanders progressives, but pro wrestling Republicans. And those pro wrestling Republicans who are coming out and voting for Donald Trump. And these are, you know, the numbers have detailed that there's a lot of people who don't necessarily pay that close attention to the news cycle, and people who might not, you know, and I don't want to blame people for that. People are living their lives. They have they're busy. They, you know, you might not have time to sit down and listen to the Rational Revolution. Of course, I would recommend otherwise.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely.
But I think it is, you know, he has tapped into this group of people who are not necessarily that engaged in American politics from election to election. And a lot of them vote just for Trump. And I think you saw it, you know, in a lot of these swing states where, like Wisconsin, where you saw Trump winning the state, but the Democratic candidate for Senate winning. So you had Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin, Ruben Gallego in Arizona. I'm blanking on the name of the now senator elect in Michigan. But I think you saw a lot of these races where, you know, it's not necessarily people who are voting Republican, but they're voting Trump.
But I think what's scary about that is that, like, you know, if, because I know you don't want to blame people. I have absolutely no problem doing that. So, you know, like, but it's when you have the people that are some of the low propensity voters, it's, and all they're doing is voting for Trump. It might not be the person that will sit down and watch CBS Sunday morning, but it would be the person that is going to be like, yeah, I'll drive halfway across the country and storm the Capitol, you know? So it's like, you know, I worry about the voters that are coming out. It's not necessarily like they're not moderates on the right. It's some pretty extreme people.
Yeah, it is definitely some far right aspects. And I think he is able to, you know, to bring people out of the woodwork that may otherwise be voting for some third parties or something like that, too. Some of those fringe, you know, kind of like America First, whatever parties that, like, got involved in the Senate race and whatever. I think that's part of it, too. But I think, you know, you wonder if this is going to be a durable coalition beyond Trump. Because I think one of the aspects of Trump, and I think you said there was an interview in the Time magazine just named him Person of the Year, and they had that interview with him. And Trump, in that interview, I was reading it this morning, you know, he didn't really express caring all that much about the anti-trans ads that his campaign ran so many of, and that Republicans, you know, up and down the ticket were running so many of. And in that interview, he's just like, yeah, it's really not that many people. It's not that, you know, we're not that focused on the bathroom stuff or the sports stuff and whatever. Yeah. And I think that helps.
As Nancy Mace posts pictures of her outside the bathroom in the Capitol saying, I'm not going to back down. Shut up.
You know? Yeah, exactly. And I think what makes Trump successful is that I don't think he, on a personal level, cares about these loony right-wing social issue obsessions that can be so animating to those voters. But then again, at the same time, you know, members of his administration, obviously members of the Republican Party, are going to be advancing these types of anti-trans, anti-LGBTQ, anti-abortion type of social issue policies. But I don't think Trump himself really, you know, I think people can assign their own political views to this, and maybe people who, like some of these pro wrestling Republicans that I've been talking about, that might not really share the, you know, religious right conservative views on abortion, on LGBTQ rights, whatever it might be, can just assign their own, you know, belief system to Trump because he is, you know, just constantly a moving target on some of these issues. And I think from, you know, the celebrity world that he came from, you know, is going to look more like a moderate compared to some of the other just like absolute right-wing freaks on some of these issues.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, there's so much about him where I reference on the show my crazy aunt who, like, she doesn't watch the news anymore. She's not involved in any of that. But what she does is she watches this woman every morning who at 7 o'clock says that she gets like prophecies from God. And, you know, and it's so... you have all of these people in that world creating all of these different conspiracies of how, you know, they've said that Joe Biden was deceased and Donald Trump is the commander in chief, even though Donald Trump or Biden's the president. Like, so it's people can throw all of this stuff and create Trump to be something that they want, even though he's not that at all.
Right.
It's
dangerous times.
It really is. You know, and we got 30 seconds here, so I'll diatribe here for a little bit. But like, one of my biggest frustrations is that I revere the office of the president, you know, and I revere what that office stands for and what it means to be representative at the federal level. And then you see like Carrie Lake getting a communications position and Kimberly Guilfoyle and RFK Jr. You got to, you know, and it's Matt freaking Gaetz as attorney general. There's zero sincerity to do well for the American people that he has. And it's just to cause chaos and own the libs. And it's, you know, when you have someone that believes in chemtrails, but doesn't believe in vaccines, and he's in charge of the Food and Drug Administration, that's insane. That is insane.
Yeah. The largest department in the federal government.
Right. Like, and you're like, have that, guy? Yeah. That guy, it's wild to me. And so I don't know what's going to happen these next 4 years. I'm not really particularly looking forward to that, but you know, I don't know, but we're going to continue the discussion here. We're going to talk about Wisconsin and what is next in 2 years for this with whatever we got going on here. Dan Schaefer, we got on the Rational Revolution. We'll see you back in just a moment.